Blog Talk Radio.
That just enthuses me more. I'm telling you, I'm sitting here looking at this Dallas Weekly from yesterday, and And I am just here to tell you that we got to keep up with some of this, y'all, because if you don't read the Dallas Weekly online yet, you are definitely messing up. And I know you hear my music, but guess what? That's been the change, because I'm going back to where I started. What I would like to discuss is a meeting of the mind. And as usual, I started off nice, real great. Good evening. Today's show was actually the start or continuation of a couple of past attempts to engage the Ask Uncle Billy radio show with some current stories or events in a couple of business associates' newspapers. There are so many times that you start reading content and for some reason you are not able to finish the story, then you would be a candidate to call in to Ask Uncle Billy's show to get some closure. Today is a test to see if we can develop other means of information exchange. Please assist me by calling in to the show at 323-870-3963 with the date of your story and any comments or suggestions. The Ask Uncle Billy radio show is always seeking ideas and suggestions for other radio shows, show hosts, and opportunities. We need competitors. Holla. And for some reason, and I know I edited this story, it's full of typos. And but that's another story. I guess I am not the writer that I thought I was, but I am the best guest host in the world, so I've been told. Right now, some of the stories that's not in the weekly or any other papers that I've seen of late is our commissioner, Mr. John Wilder Price. You know, and I'm not saying that other media is reluctant to try and keep up with it, because I know if I was up 100%, I'd have at least went to a trial and tried to get some understanding of what was really going on myself. You send news people into the depth of the story, the start, the middle, and the finish, and no thoughts or nothing comes out of it. That's it makes me feel real good to know that they don't already have them convicted. But golly, you know, they could shed some good light on the fact that he might even be totally innocent. You know what I'm saying? That's what I hear. Now, you know, that's what I hear, especially with what the judge said. But, you know, other people have feelings, and just like a reporter should, talk to some of them people. You know? So, with all of that being said, yeah, I'm getting into the news media game to a certain extent, because one day a week at least, I'm going to be questioning some of the different type articles, some of the different type typos and whatever else, simply to try to make us all better. And no, I don't read any and everything. Having a eye surgery on Wednesday, so So, no, I ain't even into that. But I can suggest to some of my friends better, you know, means of getting the information out and stuff like that, which is something I'm moving into in the very near future. And I am also looking for hosts, not for the Ask Uncle Billy show, but for your own show. You know, if you are capable of holding up an hour or two, don't have to be, you know, it has to be at least an hour because, you know, my time is very important. If I stop doing something, let me stop for a purpose. You know, get up with a purpose. Finish with a purpose, you know. Bring closure to that purpose, you know, set your goals, all of that. So, but if you are the one or two that Ask Uncle Billy Radio is looking for, then give me a call. You can give me a call at the show line, or you can give me a call at 972-205-9343. I'm going to have to put that one in on one of my cards. We have quite a few different things going on here, and no, I don't do any hiring. I provide opportunities and space and stuff like that for you to make your own money, you know, you to do your own thing. So, you know, I'm just of the benevolent type, trying to make friends and influence people. So I'm just like Marvin Gaye. Let's get it on. You know, I need somebody to start calling in. I'm going to be asking for some past associates and friends to come in and do different shows to, you know, set their thought processes back in motion and, you know, get on the ball. Do what you can when you can. But we need to address some of the problems that we're having on an at-large basis and, you know, in a lot of other towns and cities and whatever else. They provide each small town with their own little militia, volunteer army, what they call them. I really don't know what to call it to make it any better than what it is. Private police department. But, you know, all of that is well and good. All of that is well and good if it solves the problems of all of the guns on the street. Oh, I forgot. Texas just passed the right to carry law, and I didn't really look into it yet, but I'll be looking into it starting next week. So don't ask me any questions through the weekend about guns. Sorry I brought that up. Because it's very important that, you know, people with the right frame of mind be the ones with the gun. We don't need any more disillusioned maniacs with guns. And I'm just saying that to say it, man. I've seen people talk about I go get my gun and come back and shoot. I remember back in the day, you tell a man that, and shit, you ain't going nowhere. You going to either get your butt whooped right there or you going to get took out. Shit, but that ain't even happening no more. So, you know, man, maniacs and stuff and kids with these guns, man, it's just pitiful. So we have to look at some of the things that we accept and condone and whatever else, and let's start facing reality. Things have changed. I know this commentary don't sound, it sounds more like a news report, but that's what it's about. It's about trying to bring in some reality into some of these folks' lives that's been hiding. And, well, I ain't going to get into it, but you ain't growing. You stand back where you were 30 years ago. No watering, no growth, no sunlight, you know, none of that. You got to get out and grow and let your kids get out and grow and stuff. Because when they get out here in this real world, Lord have mercy, it's a lot different than at home in your safe and secure surroundings. And no, mama and daddy, you can't protect them always. I know you love them. I love mine. But I know for a fact, if they don't know some of the things that's necessary to take care of themselves, and now I'm talking to all you single mama. If your young men don't know a lot of what it takes to defend themselves or to keep themselves out of harm's way and trouble, I'm telling you, you're in for the biggie. You're in for the big letdown, and you're looking for a lot of trouble. So what you got to do, moms and dads and all of that, is realize the fact that with all of the different changes that's come about, we at war with our thought mechanisms. We're at war with the way we were taught growing up and coming up and all of that. Because ain't none of that the same anymore. So what you have to try to deal with is the here and now, and let your kids learn what's going on here and now. You can't keep them in the dark forever. And if something happens to you and they just happen to get out into the light, woe it be them. Probably fall into the wrong hand. Just think about it now. Just think about it. You know, you had some of them same problems when your mother and father told you, don't go around that corner. Don't you go over there where them girls is. Don't you go over there where them boys is. And all of that. I am saying all of that to say, let's become more involved in the happenings and the changes around us, and that way we can be a great part of it. You know what I'm saying? We can give input. Don't mention trying to get on some of these boards, because it's going to be hard as hell. But guess what? Life is hard. I try to tell people about some of the encouragements and stuff I got from people all down through the year, and I start listing some of the people that I've met and some of the trials and tribulations that I went through. I said, shoot, not their kids couldn't go through none of that. No, you know, virtually impossible. Like my old mama used to say, young kids, man, they're going to be weaker and wiser. They're going to be smart. But they're going to be dumb and hard. So, you know, ain't going to know what to do and when to do it. So I pray for them every night, you know. Just give them a little more wisdom, a little more strength, and let them make it. And I say the same thing for old people because, you know, we're the only country that rush to get our parents and grandparents and stuff in nursing homes and stuff like that. Don't want them in the house. If my woman don't want my family, then shit, she don't deserve me. You know what I'm saying? Because if push comes to pull, and she's not my wife, and my grandmother gets sick, my grandmother can come stay with me. And I'm just saying this on GP, because, you know, a lot of people are having those type problems now, and you find it's the opposite side of the family that's saying no to the inclusion. And, you know, no, ain't no way you're going to separate me from my bloodline, my grandmama. Yeah, I never got a chance to meet mine, but I know for a fact I got other members of my family that, you know, here lately, had I been on my feet, I would have tried to help considerably. But, you know, that's another story, but, you know, on that same line, know your limitations. Know your limitations. Know just how far you're willing to go, and then express that from the start. You know, hey, baby, if my mama gets sick, my mama can move in. And then she said, well, what I'm going to do? I don't know, probably move out. But she going to move in. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the way it truly is. And truly should be, if that's the true case, you know. If you can handle it, you know your limitations. You know what you got to do in order to make that type of decision. See, people start trying to create stuff by trying to compare themselves with other people. And I attest to you, once you stop comparing yourself with other people and put your hand in the hand that can, Yeah. You know, you'll begin to better understand that your decisions are not just based on how far you're willing to go, but what all you believe in, what all you have accepted as your way of life and your trueness to the world, and everything else that's available with that. You know what I'm saying? Because once you've shown that you truly believe, all that other stuff is small stuff. Yeah, you have moved on. You know, you moved on to something else. Because the Lord knows where your heart is. But yeah, you know, you can't keep straddling the fence either, though. You know, well, I know that'd be the right thing to do. Well, if you know that's the right thing to do, then why aren't you doing it? You waiting on validation from somebody. I don't need nobody to validate me. Shit, I've already been validated. Soaked in the blood, y'all. Yeah. So for all of you all that don't know that family is more important than relationship or whatever, you might need validating. Because family, if you look at the facts now, I'm just saying, family comes before relationships in the line of relatives. See how the words kind of correlate? Relatives. But that don't mean you like the relationship of all your relatives. Now, them that you do, you got to know your limitations. Like I said, you just don't bite off something you can't chew. But then, you know, you have to keep it. I love this about them young kids. You have to keep it 1,000. See, because faking and shaking, it don't even have to lie you. Because when it starts bouncing back on you, faking and shaking gets you into more bad situations than you can shake a stick at. Because you don't even know when you're faking and shaking. You done went so far. You done did it so long. You got to stop it. You got to face reality. Sometimes just said, well, shit, the hell with that deal. I seen people used to lie about their salary. Be broke the day after they get paid and come borrow money. And, but they done told you they make three times as much as so and so, so and so. Well, shit, what kind of bills you got? You know, you ain't got no car, you're walking, but you make three times as much as so and so, so and so. You know, the lies start coming out sometime. And truth be told, if you give it away like that, I don't think I want to loan you too much more of mine, or you're going to get me in trouble. You know, but it's all of that and a bag of chips, and the shows that we will be having will be dedicated to closure on something you read in one of the papers, something like that, because we're going to find out. That's the reason it's called the Ask Uncle Billy Show. We just want to find out where your head is, where your heart is, and one other thing, would you like to be invited to the Bonton Reunion? See? The Bonton Reunion, you all, is a community of friends, family, and all of that that I've been mentioning. It's down deep in South Dallas. It's past what is it? It's past Ideal Neighborhood. It's past Queen City. It's down because they call it Queen City all the way down to Hatcher now, y'all. But you know, Bonton is extending out a little further too. So you know where they're going to start meeting. Because Lincoln, what is Lincoln's name? Lincoln. It ain't Lincoln City. But they got other areas down in that the prayer and all of that. But it's only one Bonton. That's the real deal in Dallas. But they've been secluded too long, so we got to kick in the door and get some of them folk out of there. So Bonton Reunion is when every year in June they give a big celebration down on Bill Blair Park, Rochester Park when I was coming up there. But they give a big to-do because it is the thing to do. You know, a lot of y'all don't understand it, but golly, ain't nothing happened down there in years and years and years. No fights, no arguments, nothing but friendship and partying. And we're going to try to put a little consistency with it this year. So just be prepared to have fun. The whole world is invited. And pretty soon, you'll be seeing me come up on Google, Instagram, and a whole lot of other stuff with Bonton Reunion information. And, hey, it's time, and the time is now. So, like Marvin Gaye said, let's get it on. So, with all of that being said, I just wanted to let you all know what's coming, because it's going to be like magic, man. You know, it's going to be a lot going on, all the changes that's been made. See, when I rose this morning, y'all, I had a party and plans on my mind, but it was all about the breakfast party. know a lot of y'all don't really understand the concept of strategic changes. You didn't go to the Army. You didn't go to Boy Scouts and stuff like that. But you know something? If you think about it, you do it all the time. You know, you do it with your children. You do it with your pets and everything else. You constantly making changes. So when you whoop your dog with the newspaper for the first time, find out that don't really work. You strategically change to whereas you can get that dog to begin going outside using the restroom. Well, it's the same way about other things in life. For you to get to do better, you got to plan it. You got to do the things that it's going to take, and you got to work at it. And, you know, Daddy used to tell me, I was real young, boy, the only place success comes before work is in the dictionary. I got a dictionary, and I looked in it. Success came before work. But what did that mean, what Daddy said? Didn't realize it. I saw other people being somewhat successful at how they related to their parents and other kids and stuff, because they'd come out the door happy with money in their pocket. Well, how did I get some money? So I learned a few things, like I was the trash boy in the neighborhood. If you put out a trash can on my street, you got beat up. Yeah, that was my stuff. So, I got paid very well for that. I think 25 cents a week. But it was well worth it because I had about 200 prior. But it was all of that kind of stuff, and I guess that kind of talk most of the time that I hear from Daddy and stuff like that, until I start getting older, learning how to invest and stuff like that, the financial part of growth and maturity and stuff, I didn't really need as bad as other folk, because I was just happy with the friends and the stuff that I had and the people that I was meeting and stuff like that. I wasn't no real troublemaker, but I used to love to getting just like any other mischievous ass child, getting in trouble every now and then, you know. But nothing big, nothing that's real difficult about people referring back to, boy, you do this all the time, it wasn't no habit, and I wasn't about stealing or nothing like that. I didn't play that game at all. So, some things that young boys do and get in trouble like other grown folks, you know. So anyhow, but what you got to do with your regrowth and rebirth and whatever, and that's if you really want it, because, you know, everybody don't want it, and it's really not for everybody to want to regrow and do better and stuff, but for a whole lot of other people, it is. It's just that, because they know that they are wrong, that they are living wrong. They could be doing a lot better, only if you just get up off your butt. So, and what you do after that, it's just like being in a fight. Shit, what you do after you get your nose bleeding? You go wipe it off, and shit, if he didn't really beat you up or beat you down, you might go back later and try it again. But if not, You decide, well, from him, he when I'm gonna have to say it like I said on the street. When he messed with me again, I know to hit him first and so on. See, you learn that kind of, that's still planning, that's still achieving, that's still doing something different about what the game really is. So, it's all about just wanting to do better and doing better, yeah. Yeah. So think about it. Think about it. And you'll understand what I'm saying. But without it, you know, without doing some of the right things that it's going to take, you ain't going to go nowhere. It's just not going to happen. I'm just telling you what the facts are, you know. It's not going to happen overnight. I know sooner or later you'll start understanding what I'm saying, and by then it might be even be too late, because, you know, that's the way us single men think. And you married me. But what I'm trying to do is kill another 15 minutes, and hopefully I can do it in good taste, because right now the Rangers on. that's neither here nor there. But what we got to start doing is coming together more, doing things together, and growing. Growing. If you notice it, a lot of other cultures are progressing and doing things together and having events and stuff, and it's just like we're so complacent, we don't even care what nobody else do, and it don't matter, you know. And I asked you all like this, and I'm going to be submitting some of these on my blog shows, on some of my blog pages. What are you doing to make your family better? Actually, I should be asking, what are you doing to hold them back? You know, secretly sometimes there's an old thing, and that is you figure if they get better, they're going to leave you. So you don't want them to get better. You don't want them to do good. You don't want them to go off to college, because they're going to leave you. See, and that's a fear a lot of you people have, because, you know, you need that closeness. And it all dates back to way, way back when. But, you know, you got to lose that kind of thought and progress. Get out. Do something new. Do something different. Meet other people. And, Lord have mercy, start going to church or somewhere where you can put other thoughts in your mind rather than putting somebody else down. Now, with all of that being said, y'all, I'm just trying to, God dog, keep it real. Because, you know, success is not going to come to you if you are, in fact, purposely holding somebody else back. Because that's like a revenge thing, or like a, if I can't do it, they can't do it thing. You know, I'm just trying to get you, just trying to get your mind right, because next week we're going to be asking some questions, and it's going to be all over. The questions going to be coming from somewhere everywhere, because, you know, y'all, we have a lot of problems with our own homes and stuff, and we constantly worried about what's going on in somebody else's, you know. I know y'all know what I'm saying. I know y'all know exactly what I'm talking about, because y'all been there. You know what that's called? It's called, there's a leak in this old building. Hey! tell y'all, I'm going to leave y'all with this one. You know, what I used to say in the old days was, I'm going to whoop the queen for this 15 because I'm out of here. I'm talking about the domino game just about to get started, but I'm by myself, so ain't no dominoes tonight. So let me just tell you, y'all going to like this one because this is the one that brings it all home. Because, you know, all the problems you having, put your hand in the hand of the man, and I guarantee you he can work it out.
Work it out because we need to tell the devil he ain't got a chance. Why are we trying to figure it out? Tell your neighbor he's already worked it out. Tell your neighbor Jesus can work it out if you let him.
sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. But the show is gone. So. So am I. So am I. That's just for now. I will be back.